order that the press and public have been duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. And so we'll open the minutes.
I so move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
One question on the minutes that maybe we don't know, but what's the progress of the personnel handbook?
I reached out to them this morning, and they have not responded back.
Okay.
The deadline is November. We really want to get it done, at least be invoiced before the end of this fiscal year, and okay. So that's, we're trying to wrap those up. Hopefully by council we'll have a more of an update.
Okay, any additional old business? Okay, new business, consideration of adding an administrative person for public works.
All right, Donnie. So in your packets, you'll find a memo from the public works director to the city administrator requesting the addition of an administrative position for the department. Currently, staff at City Hall provides this administrative support to Donnie and the
City
department.
City Hall does it now?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's pretty much fragmented because we don't have a designated person to help with some of these items. And we've made a list, you can pass that around, of these functions that are currently done by City Hall staff. So that list details some of those functions. And since there is no, you know, designated person to help with these administrative tasks, it's pretty much done by whoever has time. Laura will do some things, the clerk of court will do others. I write, you know, we help with the report and the memos, and if we have sole source justifications, we'll assist Donnie in doing those, but it's very fragmented. And that's the reason why some of these things fall through the cracks. City Hall, we get a lot of calls for special service requests, just public work related questions. So most of the times we answer those. A lot of people want to talk to Donnie directly. So we give, you know, Donnie's cell phone number away, but he's always on the road. So sometimes it's kind of this playing tag on the phone, and you know, people will leave Donnie voicemails, and it's just, you know, when he has time, it finds time to call them back. So there's a lot of lag time in between sometimes responding to special requests or questions related to public works.
So the other key factor for me is forecast. So Joe is 59, and he's got 34 years.
Joe
Washington. Washington. Who was the assistant.
Your assistant.
And he's capable of handling some of the payroll stuff, but some of the tasks that are before you now, are he's limited in what he can do. And his job duties have evolved into a lot of on-the-beach type stuff that we've, as society becomes disposable and truckload after truckload of chairs are taken off the beach every week. So his time has moved more away from that office and into the field. So in forecasting, my future intentions would be to one day have a part-time secretary and a working field supervisor. When Joe retires, you know, they could be a CDL driver that would be second in charge, and if I'm not in a meeting or something, then they can handle it. But they also have job duties of running routes and things like that.
Right.
So that's, and so with the part-time seasonal employee for the parking ticket help over here, that I started thinking, well, you could add 15, 20 hours a week to this, for me, for some of this stuff, with the same person having them sit, transfer phones over here, they can do public work stuff over here. So those tasks that could be easily transferable, and they don't have to be at that building.
That was going to be a question. Where would you house it? But you just answered it.
But this is only seasonal.
Yeah, so his suggestion basically is to convert this position, this administrative support position for Donnie, make it a year-round position, and that position would be able to absorb the duties that are currently performed by this full-time seasonal position that we have at City Hall.
Which budget would it come out of?
I think this would be a question for maybe Linda. I'm guessing it could be done half, you know, from City Hall budget, and then the other half could come from Public Works.
Is it in the 2018 budget?
It is not. This is for consideration for FY19.
To get the conversation started. Okay. Because I was going to suggest that we delay conversation on this until after the Public Works Committee has seen it, because Public Works knows nothing about it. I put it on the agenda for Friday,
yeah.
But none of those members have heard anything about this at all. So I didn't know if there was going to be any decisions made today, but I think it would be nice for Public Works to know about it and discuss it also.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see us making any decisions today, but yeah. I appreciate Donnie bringing it to our attention for future reference. I think it's something we need to keep in mind. That was one of my first committees was Public Works, and Donnie is exactly right. It does not resemble what it did years ago, which was mainly picking up the barrels and picking up the garbage and picking up the debris.
And I think the Public Works Department did have a person.
I thought I was going to say, I'd look back.
Last one was Erica.
And in 2004.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found something referring to an assistant in 4 or 5.
Right? Well, there was, before her, Erica, there was Lillian that transferred from the fire department. She was over there. And she was had more hours than Erica.
My concern that, you know, the had part-time position was brought into effect for the beet season.
Right. Correct, from March through September.
And, you know, just to take care of the load from Amy and Lauren, it just became, with the new parking regulations, a change in the ball game, if you will. So that's not going to be able to, from what we've been led to believe, it's going to leave much time for you to do anything else during the beach season.
Well, we discussed this with both Laura and Amy, and they believe that this person would be, mostly this seasonal position was put in place so that they can help with the phones, front desk, when people come to pay tickets. And they believe that this is something that could be transitioned into a, you know, somebody who could also help with Donnie. A lot of these people that come related to parking, they come during the middle of the day, right around noon. So that's really the busiest time where we have that we have the need at City Hall. And they've looked at it and you know, they think that it would be a good idea to kind of merge, instead of adding, you know, another position, it could kind of combine, and this person would not only help Donnie, but will also help with the phones at City Hall. You know,
I think you would have to have a pretty detailed job description for that person, so mm-hmm. that they would know where their responsibilities lie. And
that's a pretty good list here. Yeah. This is a good start here.
Right.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, everything else that, because my understanding, even with the beach season, they were going to answer phones mm-hmm. that would have had to be answered by other people too. So it's going to be more than just tickets and beach management, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Rhonda's doing that, right?
Yes.
From downstairs.
Yes.
But she's only going to do it for this season.
Correct.
From what I understand.
Yes, the position is until September.
Right. And then we'll have two open positions in planning.
Yes.
Building and planning.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
well, the city, we've already hired one position, made an offer.
For building and planning.
For one of the building and planning positions.
And she starts Monday.
She starts next week.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So that has been filled. And we'll have another opening August.
Well, we started the conversation.
Yeah.
And it should go to Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Because my concern had been that, you know, if you wanted it in this year's budget, it was going to be almost impossible to get it. Okay.
It's forecasting and...
Great.
Yeah. We'll manage. Will it be as efficient as it should be?
No.
Absolutely not.
Right.
So, begs the question, when you talk about Joe, does, you know, because we are also talking broadly as far as, you know, what if you were to get ill, or, you know, so that we had some kind of succession plan, and that somebody would be trained to fill in temporary, you know, you slip and fall and da-da-da-da-da.
So there's...
I get a cold.
There are a couple of guys that can run day-to-day operations like what Sandy had referred to a
yeah.
couple of months ago
mm-hmm.
in our public works meeting.
Right.
Day-to-day operations, they pretty much handle. And there's a guy, one or two, that could step up. But budgets, stormwater, underground storage, all of those things that are... I do now, the city is in a very weak position.
Well, particularly when we get the new facility, and that's going to just add more duties.
Well, that's going to be more day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
That would be part of the
yeah.
assistant superintendent, public works director, whatever we choose, to make sure that the filter systems are right, they're managed, when
and
we get through washing the
Joe?
Trucks. Yeah, that would fall under Joe.
Okay.
Joe's, and if you'll look at your personnel, you can look at the evaluations. His responsibility is that yard, okay? And when I step in, you know, we can clean it up, but you try to give it to him, and his evaluation kind of reflects that site. Now, but my philosophy is... get it off the street, and we'll deal with it in the site.
Right.
So, from a global point of view, I want to get it away from my residents, and we'll deal with evaluations and my pay and Joe's pay with how that yard looks. But
just,
the yard will be cleaned by what y'all have done with
right.
the buildings.
Now, Joe
so
would be...
then you will have a cleaner yard.
When would Joe be...
he's eligible now.
Eligible now. Mm-hmm.
Got 33 plus years service and over 59 and a half right now.
I'm just curious because you mentioned it, that the ball game is changing, that we're and what you alluded to as well. So people buy the chairs, they don't want to take them back, and they just leave them. What do we do with all those?
They're
I see
taken
it.
Away every week.
Oh, every okay.
Yeah, every week. Sometimes twice a week.
Can they be reused or donated?
No, they're sent to Charleston Steel. They're recycled.
Okay.
So it's stripped down over there. That's what you see, that pile of...
yeah.
Frames.
Garbage.
Or whatever. Yeah.
And there's 5, 6, 8 loads a week out of here.
Wow.
Wow.
But it just needs to be housed so you can't see it. And what y'all have done is now it will be housed, and if it takes 12 trips... 12 flatbeds, then that's what we'll do.
Okay. And it's just going to get, the volume is just going to get higher because the more people, the more stuff. It's amazing to me that you go out and buy a chair and just leave it, I guess.
Like you flew in or something here.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to get someone to, I say, hey, park in my driveway. I don't care if I get a ticket. It was $50. But
yeah.
I say, hey, park in my driveway. I'm not using it. Ah, not worth it. I'm going to the beach. I left my family there.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
In their budget. Thank you, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
Any other new business?
No, but if we're gonna move on to the next meeting, I will not be here July 5th.
I was gonna say, I don't think anybody in their right mind is gonna wanna have a meeting on July 5th.
We're not gonna have public safety at all next month.
Yeah, Recreation Committee also decided not to meet until August.
I would like, you know, I'm working on some things that I would like, and they may be able to wait till August, but I would be, are you gonna be both around in mid-July?
I think I'll be back on the 11th.
Mid-July.
I just think July 5th is not gonna work.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll return the night of the 11th, so I'll be available on the 12th.
I don't even have the council meeting. When are the council meetings?
So Ways and Means and Council, they're both on the 18th.
On the 18th?
Yes, correct.
In August?
No, July.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. Yeah, but I thought we were talking about August, that's why I got confused.
But I am correct, right? It's, they're both on the same day.
So how does August 5th, and if something comes up, we can schedule a meeting?
Your meeting would actually fall to August the 2nd, based on their...
On Wednesday.
First Wednesday of the month.
August 2nd.
Okay, sorry, I don't have anything out there yet.
Okay, August 2nd, and I may get in touch with you.
For July, if...
Yeah.
At 2 or same time?
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Same time.
Got it. Okay, we won't have anything on the 5th. Gotcha.
Cool. Right. Yeah, that's... I'm going down to pick up trash. How about you? No, I won't be here.
Okay. Have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
All right. Stay dry.
Yeah.
Sandy, don't forget your umbrella.
Thank you.
Sandy, don't forget your note.
So we'll include this memo in the public works packet.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to include
this
list as well? Okay.
Yeah.
Sandy, I was in downtown on Liberty Street.
This is in...
First.
Oh, this is Lynn. I've got Donnie's request.
And I can take...
This is Donnie's request.
I could take an umbrella.
I've got one where he signed up.
I would forget it.
Okay, but it's the same one?
Uh-huh. Okay. So I've already got it.
So I started buying cheap umbrellas.
And
I'd forget a cheap umbrella and somebody would run me down for 2 blocks saying, oh, sir, you forgot your umbrella.
And I have lost so many.
Did the right thing.
I try to